What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And believe it or not, governments, media seem to think that drugging us all is the solution to the problems. We were talking about these scientists who want to spray refugees with the hormone that babies put out to make adults love them. And now the BBC is out there saying it's time to put lithium in the drinking water to calm us all down. Now, that's actually part of the reason they fluoridate water as well. It's a mild tranquilizer. Fluoride in the water has no effect on tooth decay. It just doesn't. Topically applied, yes, it does. Drinking it, no. But it is a mild tranquilizer. They're keeping you doped up so you don't get angry. And apparently the fluoride isn't cutting it anymore because people are getting angry. So now they want to put lithium in the drinking water. Lithium is some serious medication they give to people to keep them calm in the mental homes. That seems to be what they're thinking out there. If at first you don't succeed, drug them. And again, this goes back to Brave New World. You're ordered to take your drugs. The government deliberately addicts you to drugs like Soma. Now, over at the State Department, their science envoy, Daniel Kamen, has resigned. He's a holdover from the Obama era. He's an absolute human-caused global warming supporter. And he left with this weird message, which seems to say that he thinks Trump ought to be impeached for not going along with human-caused global warming. You know what it looks like to me? The whole country has become a nation of whiners. The United States, coming out of World War II, coming into the period where I was a child, was a nation of builders and doers. And over time, as the Democrats have come on in and played the politics of victimhood, we've become a nation of whiners, that if we just sit there and whine loud enough, somebody will give us what we want. We won't have to do anything other than whine for it. We've become a nation of professional whiners. I don't like that statue. All right, we'll knock it down. I don't like what those people are wearing. All right, we'll have a dress code. And on and on and on. But you can't run a nation on a population of whiners. Somebody somewhere has to be doing the work. Somebody somewhere has to be growing the food. Whiners are basically parasites, and you can have enough parasites that the host dies. There's something to keep in mind as you see all these people in the streets screaming about tearing down this statue of Rocky and Bullwinkle or whatever, which, by the way, I was rather sad to see has actually been torn down there on Sunset. Not for political reasons. It was just getting too old and ratty, too much earthquake damage here. Now, getting on back to Google and the growing in-your-face degree of censorship, Google is now banning scientists and statisticians with their automated system of blocking fake news. And, of course, the big stink is over statistics professor Salil Mehta, who all of a sudden woke up to find he'd been completely banned by Google. All of his Google-linked accounts erased and inaccessible. And it came as a complete shock because this Columbia University adjunct professor is not political. He teaches math. He uses his Google accounts to help teach math. That's it. But something that was in there flagged him as fake news, and Google banned him. Now, Google finally backed down and reinstated him and still won't explain how it was he got banned in the first place. But it looks like they're algorithm is casting way too wide a net. And maybe instead of focusing on trying to find fake news or unapproved news or unofficial news or news that somebody somewhere doesn't want to have to look at because they'll cry. And again, if they don't want to look at the news, turn the computer off. Just stop trying to decide for everybody else what we should all be seeing. That's how wars start. But Google needs to pay a lot more attention to their quality of product because apparently there's a new banking Trojan that is just getting right past Google Play's malware defenses. There was this game called Bubble Shooter Wildlife and an app named Earn Real Money Gift Cards in the Google Play Store were actually designed to drop banking malware named BankBot. And the malware only becomes active when the actors decide to drop the real Trojan on the victim's device and therefore bypass Google's internal malware scanner named Bouncer. So Google is spending way too much time making sure that we're all being politically correct and not enough time making sure that our systems are working. Now, as I mentioned at the top of the show, somebody finally won that huge Powerball jackpot in addition to the big one of $750 million, I think it was. There were several $1 million, a $2 million, and a $4 million winner as well. And believe me, when that Powerball got that high, I would have loved to buy a ticket, but you're not allowed to buy them here in Hawaii. But there's another story here. Apparently, this guy named Eddie Tipton, 54, and he's the former information technology manager for the Multi-State Lottery Association out of Central Iowa. And this company provides number-picking computers for lotteries in 33 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And apparently he figured out a way to rig these counting machines to make himself some fast money. And he basically cheated four states, including Wisconsin, out of $2.2 million in several lottery games over 6 years. He's been sentenced to 25 years in prison in Iowa. I remember not too long ago there was this YouTube video showing the numbers coming up on this big lottery game. And it was one of the typical machines you see is a big clear glass bubble, and there's these ping pong balls in there riding around on air, and they get fed into the chute. And the announcer called out the numbers, got two of them in the wrong place, and made it very obvious somehow it was being rigged. And that's another story. And all joking aside, it's why I don't get involved in these kinds of games. There's always going to be somebody who's going to be cheating the system. Cheating is not just confined to the Wall Street bankers. The other part of it, of course, is years ago when I was a working magician, and I did spend a summer on a Mississippi riverboat, and I was playing at being a riverboat gambler. That was the theme of the magic show. But along the way, of course, I was playing cards with the guests. That was part of my job. And I was demonstrating how easy it is to cheat at cards. And I'm not talking about shave decks or any of the stuff that you buy for that purpose. But one of the really good books on card manipulation I have is not a book for magicians. It is a book for card sharks. It's actually a book on how to cheat at card games, how to deal seconds, how to deal bottoms, and just all that kind of stuff. And because of the theme, I got really good at it. And so that's another reason why I don't actually go to Las Vegas and I don't actually gamble. I know how easy it is to cheat. I'll tell you, though, if they ever changed blackjack from 21 to 23, I would own that strip. Now then, apparently there's been yet another hacking attack. This is from governmentslaves.com. Over $6 million in Social Security benefits stolen from bank accounts. It's getting out of control out there. Cybercrime is clearly a present danger to our society, and nobody seems to do anything about it. The NSA isn't doing anything about it. The FBI says if you get infected by ransomware, pay the ransom. Not a thing they can do. We think we're going to go to cyber war against the rest of the world, and we can't handle the cyber criminals on our own soil. The Germans are right. The military might of the United States, it's a facade. It's a bubble. There's nothing really behind it anymore. A little bit of good news. We've often talked about Google and its new up-and-coming competitors such as Yandex. And as it turns out, Yandex is gaining ground against Google, especially in Russia, which is where it's from. And so Google is losing its market to Yandex, which I think is a good thing when they're going to presume to decide for us what we want to see, because that's not what we use a search engine for. And again, getting on back to chemicals in food. Longtime listeners have heard me rant and rail about chemicals added to food in the United States that actually make you gain weight, make you want to eat more. And that a big part of my being able to lose 100 pounds over the last 2 years was avoiding those chemicals like monosodium glutamate, high fructose corn syrup, various other chemicals, hormone-treated meat, and so forth and so on. And yet, there's still more out there. We don't know them all. And there's a good example here because there's a story that came out of Natural News. And it has to do with a chemical that's added to breakfast cereals, butyl hydroxytoluene. And it's an additive used to prolong shelf life, to reduce spoilage, to increase profits. And as it turns out, according to a study conducted by researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, it's an endocrine disruptor. And basically it causes you to gain weight. The chemical disrupts normal hormone production, and it can produce unnatural changes in children. And they just put these chemicals in there because it maximizes profits, and nobody's keeping watch on any of this stuff. And they should be. But they aren't, because right now the United States has declined into fascism, where anything that makes money is automatically deemed good, and anything that doesn't make money, well, that's bad. And if you can make money selling chemicals to children that are going to change their biology, yeah, sure, it's okay. If they get into trouble later on, well, they'll just spend more money dealing with the doctor, doctors, hospitals, prescription medication. And again, getting on back to that video about what's happened to children, in the middle of it are some children who are obviously politically correct because they're somewhere on that gender spectrum. But if you look at this chemical that they've just found is an endocrine disruptor, that's one of the symptoms it produces. Your body is not getting a clear signal from your own glands as to whether you're male or female. And so now we have to go back and look at how much of this transgenderism or gender confusion or gender identity problems are chemically induced by these food additives. Amazing. It's like this issue with the prescription antidepressants. And they're monster sellers making huge amounts of money. And something like a quarter of the American people are on these. And as they have come onto the market, we have seen this amazing, or tragic, if you will, decline in ethics, morality. We've seen people just acting on impulse. Acts of violence, suicide, self-harm, mass shootings, domestic violence, road rage. In the name of pharmaceutical corporation profits, have we allowed our population to be drugged to the edge of mental illness? It's amazing here. All right, well, let's see. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and got time to call on in here. Meanwhile, apparently Soros is funding a website that is actually openly talking about the assassination of Donald Trump for as a fundraising tool for Senator Chappell Nadal. I'm very alarmed at all of this open talk about assassination. It's like they're trying to get us used to the idea that it's going to happen sooner or later, and so when it does happen, don't be upset. I don't know about you, but As disappointed as I am in Donald Trump, if he gets assassinated, I think I'm going to be very, 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 very upset about it. I'm not used to the idea. I never will be. It's not how civilized people in civilized nations behave. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I heard two things recently that really bothered me. Two mental health related reports. One's about Google, and this was on the news this morning on the NBC News at noon. And it was Google has a website where a person can fill out a form to determine if, let's say, they qualify for help for a possible mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And this form is going to be signed by the person with their mental status and all reported to Google and everything else. And then I hear, I guess it was yesterday, the guy there was a manhunt for the guy who killed the woman during the violent clash.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, now, they can't question him because they shot him, of course. They're going to look at his problem from a mental illness standpoint, not drugs, but mental illness standpoint, which means they will probably want to be putting people on drugs. So when I put these two things together, Google's report where we want to help you, fill out your information if you think you have a mental illness and let us know what's going on with you so we can help you. You know, now you put these two things together and you have the possibility, and I don't know if they've tried this before, to force drugs on people if there's a law passed to do so.
Well, I mean, they're already forcing us to get vaccinations, and yeah, it's a very short leap from there to forcing us to take mind-altering drugs there. First of all, I would never fill out such a personal questionnaire on Google or anyplace else online.
Yeah.
It's none of their business. Second of all, you need to understand there was an article that came on out where one of the so-called help websites, and I forget which one it was, we're running a survey as to whether you were depressed and needed to seek antidepressants. And it came on out that this website had accepted a huge payment to put this survey on the website. And no matter how you answered on the survey, it would always come up and say, yes, you are clinically depressed.
Yeah.
You need to see your practitioner. It was just a tool to sell more of these medications. But again, with this legal precedent of forcing vaccinations on us, yeah, it does mm-hmm. seem like it's only a matter of time before we're going to be forced to take psychiatric medications. And the big question out there is, looking at how some people react to antidepressants, is in fact much of the so-called mental illness that we're looking at really being cured by the medications or caused by it? Because
right.
going back to my one incident, at the time that my doctor said, here, try this, I wasn't having any kind of mental illness issues. I was a little depressed because my marriage was breaking up, and that was it. And then she puts me on these medications, and I have this horrible adverse reaction that just scared the heck out of me. And we know these are very dangerous medications, but they make money, and they're completely out of control. And yes, at some point when the pharmaceutical industry doesn't feel they're making enough money selling medications to perfectly healthy people, they will make it mandatory, just like the vaccines.
Yeah, I think they're probably hurting, too, because there's supplements are so effective and doing so. People are doing so well on the supplements that don't have the adverse effects that
yes.
They're probably hurting. And then you have this form where the person's actually signing their name. Now, I think, like you say, we have very smart listeners, and we know we can see this right away, that you're not going to sign your name on something that says you might be, you know, mentally ill and handling.
Yeah, absolutely. Sherry, stay on the line. Sherry, stay on the line.
Okay.
I'm going to put
okay.
you on hold. Take a break from commercials. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Sherry in Texas, and we're talking about where we are losing control over what goes in our bodies. Are we being told that we're not allowed to know what's in the food we buy at the supermarket? We know that there are chemicals in that food that work against our best health interests, that stimulate our appetite, make us eat more so the food companies can make more money off of us. Chemicals that are apparently unintentionally disrupting the endocrine system, which basically controls your biology. And you have to wonder how many of the adverse things like gender confusion are in fact being caused by these chemicals, which are allowed to be in the food because, hey, it makes money.
Yeah, and we're going to continue to learn about this. But, you know, it just shows you what you put on paper has legal ramifications. It's always been that way. And you're giving someone permission to help you. That sets a legal precedent. And, you know, you have given them the permission to dispense drugs to you now, especially if there's a law that says that they can. Your name's going to be on it, you know. We can express our grievances over the phone like we're doing now, and that's safe because this is okay, you know. But when you put something on a piece of paper, I hope most people, I think our audience knows, you're giving them permission, and if there's a law passed, they're all going to have that piece of paper that says it's okay for you to come in and intervene if you think I might be the cause of something that happened in my neighborhood or whatever it is. You never know.
Well, like I said, I would never fill out something like that online anyway. And at this day and age, you know, obviously there is no such thing as privacy on the internet. If there's a way to make a fast buck off of your data, off of your picture, off of the camcorder on your laptop, there's going to be somebody out there doing it. And we know the government itself is one of the biggest cyber criminals out there. We know that from the Seattle APEC, where government agents were breaking into conference attendees' computers and stealing business secrets. It has nothing to do with law enforcement or counterterrorism. It had everything to do with making money for Bill Clinton's cronies.
Yeah, and I was talking to a friend of mine that was, you know, staunchly against Trump today, and boy, it's a different story now. It's just a different story. So we're moving forward slowly but surely. And that's
okay.
That covers it.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, Sherry. We're going to let you go, and before we take the next phone call, there is a new malware out there, and you need to be aware of it. In fact, I think Claire just dodged it in the other room. There is a virus, cross-platform virus, spreading through Facebook Messenger, and basically you get a message sent to you with a video link, and if you click on it, you will get this cross-platform virus downloaded to your machine here. This has been spotted by the people at Kaspersky Labs. And once again, we have to turn to Russia for protection of our computer systems. But it really is a shame, because I remember when the computers first started up and I had my VIC-20 and Amiga and everything, and we could all look forward and see that amazing potential. And now all of a sudden we're looking around and realizing that the computers and the internet have been turned into a giant jungle full of predators, and we're the prey animals. And the government doesn't want to do anything about it. Corporations don't want to do anything about it except to sell us more computer security software, which very often actually makes your system more vulnerable. And behind it all, we've allowed the technology to become too decadent to manage. That's a big part of the problem as well. Okay, now then, let's see. We don't have enough time before the commercial for the next phone call. So, interesting little article that we got out of NASA. Martian snowstorms could pose potential danger to future explorers. And they're talking about how, oh my goodness, there does appear to be snow on Mars, which is not news to anybody because we found that back on Viking in 1976. And Mars is a fascinating place here. But I've noticed a tendency for NASA to make discoveries that have already been made and act like it's the first time. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
NutraMedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go back to the phones here, I look at this story, and I think it underscores perfectly what I said about our technology becoming so decadent, we can't manage it anymore. Because apparently Samsung just sent out a firmware update for their smart TV systems that has essentially bricked them. This is a botch up. It's so bad, there's no way to fix it in the home. People are going to have to send or bring their televisions back to their dealership to get them fixed, to get them restarted. Have you not heard of, like, testing things before you put them out for distribution? Remember, a while back, we were getting all these botched patches from Microsoft that were causing all kinds of problems? All these companies are cutting their quality assurance staff to save money, to get huge bonuses for the executives. And everybody else is left with all this poor quality crud. And apparently, this botch up, there was an update released on August the 8th, and it made some of the newer smart sets, thank goodness ours is old, the 50-inch Ultra HD and the 49-inch 4K displays, inoperable, absolutely inoperable. All right, let's take some phone calls. Rob in Illinois, thank you for being patient and waiting all this time. What's on your mind?
No, it's not a problem, Mike. I appreciate the information you're providing us. That is a botch up with Samsung, you know. All these devices, they're the they're going to be the end of us. You know, all these devices, every piece of technology, your phone, your Amazon, your Siri, your smart meters, you know, for your electric, and then they do one for water now. They're all collecting our information. Your Facebook, your Google, your Twitter, they're just data mining everything we do. Even Google admits their Android phone is recording every, you know, the things that you're doing and saying. They just reported that your smart meters are, because they're picking up all these signals, they're actually recording your data, like, that's being transferred in your home. So if you're on your website, they're transferring that data to your smart meter, and they're transferring that out. So they're collecting data every which way but loose.
Well, my concern, you know, they're collecting so much data, they're never going to be able to make heads or tails of any of it. My concern here is that we're being made to be dependent on these devices, and then they're unreliable. And we've heard all these horror stories of people who have these smartphones or tablets or whatever, and they're integral to their business, and all of a sudden they'll fail, there'll be a botched software update, and all of a sudden they're absolutely shut down, and because of the indemnification of the computer industry from any civil liabilities from harm caused by their products, and they just sit there and they shrug their shoulders. And meanwhile, small businesses that have become dependent on their computerized systems are being driven out of business. I mean, I have still never been able to install my legitimate license of 3D Studio Max on this Windows 7 machine. It simply refuses to do that. If I were still in the business of computer animation, I would have gone out of business a long time ago. And there isn't anything I can do to sue either the company that makes 3D Studio Max or Microsoft or whatever about it. They just point fingers at each other and laugh about it. It's all lots of fun for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, backing up a step or two there, it's up to us to start weaning ourselves off, because it's personal accountability to start weaning ourselves off of these devices and stop relying on them so much. Yes, they're great for all this stuff, to realize what is being used against us, you know, what they're collecting. The lady talking about the survey online, asking all these personal questions, it's something they also do at the at your doctor's office now. You know, do you wear camouflage pants, do you own a gun, you know, do you ever feel depressed, that type of stuff. They're collecting all of this to be used against us, which is very unfortunate. Going back another couple steps here, the Russian company,
Kaspersky. Kaspersky.
What did that have to do? Yeah, what did that have to do with the messenger virus?
Well, basically, they're just warning that this is a cross-platform hacking malware attack, where you're going to get what appears to be a message from somebody that you know with a video link under it, and if you click on that link, it downloads the payload.
Right, it's the same old trick. They spoof somebody that you know, and then you click on it thinking you know the person. They do it through email and you name it. It's the same old trick, but it's nice that Kaspersky is putting out a notice for that. But people, again, weaning ourselves off this. You know, collectively, we all need to start getting away from Facebook, Twitter, Google, because of all the things that they're doing out there that's, you know, all their PC behavior, they're more inciting all this hate with racism and prejudice and white people. You know, we need to start pulling back, and all the censorship on top of it all. We really need to get away from them, because we've given them too much power. And we know they're all connected to the CIA. The CIA funded information's going to them. It's going to Israel. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it is, but again, they're collecting so much data, I seriously doubt they can make much sense of it. I'm sure that they're tracking individual people, but just sweeping up all the data, I think in the long run, probably most of it's being just, you know, sent to the bit bucket, and it's a demonstration of capability only. Obviously, my age, I mean, I've spent most of my life with computers, and they used to be fun. Now I have a love-hate relationship with them. And obviously, I need to use it for the radio show here and for maintaining the website and supporting Claire's choir. But outside of that, as soon as that's all done, I shut it all down. And I'm doing more and more things in my life that don't involve computers, you know, stuff with music and that kind of thing. And I'm walking away from it. I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook or Twitter or any of that stuff anymore.
Well, those of us that got a brain or had learned a while ago that social media is exactly the opposite. It's antisocial. I got a question. Did you report on Howard Dean making the statement, if you vote Republican, you're racist, coming up for the next elections?
Yeah, I did yesterday on that one, and it's absurd, and he's drawn a huge amount of criticism because of that, as well he should.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's an absurd character. He makes a lot of wild comments as I was looking through the search feed. Did you
yes.
make mention of the Barcelona chief rabbi urges Jews to move to Israel as Europe has been lost? Did you report on that one?
No, I didn't, but Israel always wants the Jews everywhere to come to Israel, and they failed in their attempt to do it in Iran. They may succeed in Europe because the European Jews are being very, very nervous about all the Muslims pouring on in.
Right. I was going to talk, I don't know, I should make this more shorter here, but last thing I want to say, because you were talking about the vaccines and whatnot, and it's absurd, and that's the where the drugging begins, and you know how crazy the vaccines got before you're 18 years old. It's up to, what, 70-some, sorry, the neighbor's kids, 70-some
okay.
vaccines kids get before they're even 18 years old. And immediately when a child is born, they're giving them an HPV shot, like within hours of their birth, you know? And that's a sexually transmitted disease that they're trying to prevent. But, you know, this is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Did you ever hear, did you ever hear the John Rappaport report that he did on Alex Jones, where he talks about one out of four college students are being put on SSRI drugs in the colleges? Did you ever hear that report?
I've heard that report, and it does tally with the overall general use of antidepressant SSRIs in the general population. It's about 25%. I didn't see the actual report. Is it being mandated? Are these kids being forced to take these medications?
Well, no. See, they're at school, and like you said, you were having a divorce, you were feeling a little down, and next thing you know, they're prescribing you drugs. Well, that's what the kids in school are doing. You know, they're having a test, and they're feeling, of course, anxious or worried and concerned about this test. Then they send them to the counselor, and the counselor's like, oh, well, we're going to give you this, because they got a book of 300 different ailments that they can
yes.
prescribe medications for, you know. So then they turn around and they're like, well, we're going to give you this drug. Well, then the kid takes this drug, you know, just these counselors, just these on-campus psychology centers, and they're putting them on drugs immediately. And then the kid gets side effects from that. Then they go back. Okay, well, then they give them more drugs. Next thing you know, the kid's in either a basket case or committing suicide or worse, or what's worse than suicide, but something else. So that's what they're doing. In that portion. And Al Whitney, that does a program at RBN, she thought the report was so good that she played it on her program. So I urge your listeners to look that up. Originally on Alex Jones, John Rappaport, and then Al Whitney about 5 weeks ago, I think she did it.
We're gonna have to hunt that one down there because, we did a story a couple of years ago, a tragic example of how this works. A perfectly normal, healthy young lady. This is in Great Britain. And she goes to her doctor, and the doctor says, how are you feeling? She's I'm a little depressed, you know. And he gives her a medication, and she has a really bad adverse reaction. And she comes on back, and they say, all right, well, let's try this other medication. She had a bad reaction on that one. And in a matter of only a few months, this woman went from a perfectly functional, happy human being to requiring mm-hmm. permanent incarceration in a mental home. And it was all driven mm-hmm. by these chemicals.
That's what they're doing. That's their purpose, to make us loony and controllable, to be with the fluoride, to keep us sedated. And what mm-hmm. the story you did with the oxytocin with the migrants, I mean, that's ridiculousness. You know, to have to drug you to like somebody else, forget it. Either it's happening or it's not. You know, the... Next thing you know, they're going to put Cupid out there so everyone has a pair. You know.
Well, you know, not too long ago, there was a claim scientists were working on a chemical that they could spray on a crowd that would suspend their sense of disbelief. They would just listen to what the politician or the car salesman was saying and just believe it without question. So I don't know how much progress they made on that. Anyway, Rob, got to let you go. We're running out of time. We've got
Very
two
good.
More callers I need
Thank
to get through. Brian in Chile, thank you for being so patient and waiting so long. What is on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike. You know, the vocabulary, both technically and in the Patriot movement, is constantly evolving. And recently I've heard some terms, I hear them quite often, that I'm really unclear about their meaning. So, and it occurred to me that if I'm confused about them, probably a lot of your other listeners are too. So if I could, I'd like to prevail upon you to define these three terms that I'm constantly hearing. The first one is, Mike, what does it mean to demonetize a website?
Well, a lot of websites or videos are making money through advertising. When we make a video, we put it on YouTube, and in theory, YouTube will show advertising over our video and share the proceeds with us. When they decide that they don't want to be associated with you anymore, the demonetizing means they simply turn off the ads and the revenue stream.
Okay. Okay. Now, the second term I had is, what is meant by the term identity politics?
Identity politics is where you're basically playing on a person's sense of identity in the context of them being victimized by other groups with different identities, men against women, black against white, rich against poor, so forth and so on. And Israel certainly does that a lot with their sense of being apart from the rest of the civilization, as it were.
Okay. And then the final term I have is, what is meant by the term blockchain? A blockchain. What is that?
Okay. Blockchain is a technical term regarding to the systems of encryption used by cryptocurrencies. And it's basically it's a system of trying to guarantee that you've got secure communications to both ends of a transaction involving those cryptocurrencies.
Okay, well, that's about it. Thanks a bunch.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch to Chris in Ohio. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, I'm Michael Rivera. Hold on a second. Let me take you off speaker here.
That would probably help.
Sorry about that. I had a message here for all the forlorn, lonely people out there that listen to radio programs like this. They're desperate, you know. They have nothing else to do.
I'm sure that they have a lot of other things to do here, but what they're trying to do is find out what's going on with the country so that they can make some good decisions in terms of how to prepare for coming upsets. Or how they're going to vote in the next election. I don't
about
think
the next election. I mean, that's what most of them think. I think I know what most of them think.
Well, I'm they're afraid
stuck.
I do not. I
do. And there's nothing they can do.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. This is not a time for us to be just giving up and saying there's nothing we can do. There's a lot we can do. If I didn't think there was anything that we could do, I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be doing something else. I'd be doing something fun. I'd be doing something that pays a heck of a lot better than this does. But I think it's still possible to guide this country through the coming collapse and come on out with a better country on the far end, the way the Soviet Union had to go through. All right, Bob in Colorado, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Michael? Listen, just a couple things real quick. The caller before last, he mentioned about John Rappaport. And yeah, he was on Al Whitney. It was this past Saturday on her show.
Yeah.
And it was just absolutely riveting. And she has not posted it, which is weird. It's been almost a week. And I said the 22nd. I meant to say last Saturday. But it's almost a week now and it hadn't been posted. And that's one of the only times I've never seen her not post something. So it must have been something pretty important or something. I don't know. But it was an absolutely riveting show. So you ought to take a look at that. I don't know why she didn't post it yet, but it was a great show. Have a great day.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. Somebody actually just sent me the original John Rappaport article. So I'm putting that up right now, and you'll be able to read it at whatreallyhappened.com. But it is basically how colleges have been turned into basically prescription psychiatric drug selling centers. And boy, that's a very, very scary idea. The idea that 25% of college kids are being put on these drugs, and it's just another way of getting money out of them. And again, these drugs are very, very dangerous. There have been so many case studies where people are put on these medication and they have a bad reaction to it. They commit suicide. They commit a mass murder. They cause damage. They get in a car wreck. These medications, and what's really ironic and tragic is the actual mechanism by which the SSRIs are supposed to work has been shown that it doesn't actually really work. It's just another zombie drug. Put you on the drug, you feel funny, you feel pleasant, you think you're okay, and you're not. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. And I'm looking at this John Rappaport article, and he's making some really, really good points. And he is saying that when we look at these liberal snowflakes and they need a safe space and they're suffering triggers, you find that these are the same people who have been put on these prescription antidepressants by their college mental health counselors. 25% of the kids in college are now on these medications. Is it any wonder they're starting to act flipped out and weird? They're victims of drug assault. for lack of a better word. And many of these drugs do produce an exaggerated and distorted sensitivity to your environment. Every little thing will set you off. So when we're seeing these liberal snowflakes out there saying, I'm offended, I'm this, I'm that, you're seeing a pharmacological reaction. All right, down in Texas, a federal judge, once again, Judge Ramos, has ruled against actions to implement voter ID laws in the state of Texas. Judge Ramos decreed, the court has found that the SB 5 Declaration of Reasonable Impediment process does not fully relieve minorities of the burden of discriminatory features of the law. Basically, this is a farce. It ensures illegal voting will continue to take place all across the country. Look at the numbers Judicial Watch came up with. Huge numbers of votes that can't be explained by the legal voters in this country. Far more votes than people actually legally eligible to vote. I mean, in every single state, you need to show a photo ID to buy alcohol, to buy cigarettes, to open a bank account, to apply for food stamps, to apply for welfare, to apply for Medicaid, Social Security, to drive, buy, or rent a car, apply for a mortgage, a lot of places just to rent. And yet, we're continually being told by the Democrats that forcing somebody to show a photo ID to vote is discriminatory. Why? These minorities are able to get the photo ID for the alcohol and the tobacco and the food stamps and the welfare and everything. This is just the Democrats trying desperately to maintain their little vote fraud mechanism. And it's pretty pathetic. It really is. And I know that Donald Trump set up that committee for election integrity. They'd better start doing something. They'd better start doing it before the midterms next year, or the Democrats will take the Congress. And after that, they will go after Donald Trump and his agenda. And I can't imagine that Donald Trump is just okay with that, knowing that the election fraud is going to continue next year, and certainly in 2020, when he's running again for the White House. He can't be so naive as to believe that he's going to be able to beat the election fraud twice in a row, especially having turned on his own base with the wars in Afghanistan. We have to get back honest, accountable elections in this country, or it is truly lost. All right, there's the music. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.